Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros.
Using the internet
for fun.
Oh, sorry.
Get stuff done.
Oh, that's right. Keep talking. I'll be over here when you're done.
Something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
Now? Using the internet for good and not evil, I present the most valuable person on the planet today as a lesson to all of us. India Jackson, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
More than 250 people donated over $8,500 so that India Jackson and your daughter Jewel Henry specifically could accept a NASA internship, right?
Yes.
So tell me where her interest in that came from.
Well, can you repeat the question?
You know what?
I didn't quite hear.
You know what, India, the thing we're reading is a little confusing. So you're the one that got the internship, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, because you're working on your PhD in solar physics.
Yes.
Wow. I thought, I know. Jewel.
Yeah. No, right, mom is going to do go
so
work.
So your daughter's the baggage here.
Yeah.
right.
All right. So
right.
Where does your interest?
Jewel is the one tagging along.
Got it. Where does your interest come from?
My interest in solar physics.
Yes, exactly. Because, you know, you're not talking to a solar physicist here.
Right.
Well, my background is actually in mathematics. So I have 2 degrees in math from Georgia State University. And I got interested in solar physics because of a new interdisciplinary field called solar or astroinformatics. And that's where we use mathematical statistics, we use big data, we use computer programming in order to try and successfully predict solar flares and radiation belts for the astronauts that are at the International Space Station and the ones who are getting ready to go to Mars.
Very, very important thing. And I understood everything up to the point where you said, well, and then said all the other stuff. This is a big deal, and I'm sure your daughter is very proud of you. It's a 10-week internship, but you got to move there. So there's a lot of costs involved and other things. Who's the person that said, I'm going to do a GoFundMe page to help figure this out?
It was my cousin, Daisha. So, you know, I got my acceptance letter. I was ecstatic. I was happy. A few days later, I got the welcome packet, and then boom, travel and housing is on the student. So I was like, wow, okay. You know, this is actually not uncommon. Scientists always have to find their own funding, whether we write proposals or write grants. But my situation is a little different. You know, I have to worry about rent at home while
sure.
I'm there.
Right.
And then I also have a kid that I have to worry about, you know. So I was just ranting to my cousin about it, wasn't sure how I was going to get it done. I was considering not going, and then she was like, you know what, hold on for a second. And a few hours later, or maybe it was the next day, she said, I started this GoFundMe account for you. And I was like, do you really think that people would give to a complete stranger? And she was like, yes, I think people would give to your cause. And I was like, all right, well, go ahead and we'll put it up and we'll see what happened. And then it was just amazing. Within 24 hours, we had over the amount of what she was asking for, and I told her to cut it off.
And here's the thing. We all benefit from your experience here and your eventual work with NASA, because I have no doubt that that's going to turn out that way if you choose it to be so. So it's a nice thing. It's a very nice thing that people step up, because we all benefit from what you do and chasing your dream here. So I'm glad you had family to talk you into it and not give up.
Yes, my family is very close. I have a lot of family support.
Well, you're blessed. And you're also the most valuable person on the planet. Now, the next time you call, say stuff I understand. Thanks for being on. Hold the line.
What an incredible role model that young girl is growing up with.
How about that?
You have your mom. She's a double major in mathematics and then pursuing solar whatever.
She's going to be measuring solar flares and their impact on the atmosphere and also on astronauts, because solar flares, I don't want to bog you down with a bunch of scientific terms, but they're bright, shiny things.
Yeah, and radiation.
I can screw up my cell phone.
Radiation belts or whatever.
Yeah.
So, pretty impressive.